From Indiana Public Radio and Ball State University, this is The Scene, the show that captures live music right from our own backyards and brings it straight to you. I'm your host, Trevor Matthews, and we are getting down to the end of Season 9 with only two episodes left. And this is my last episode ever. I'll be graduating, and I started on The Scene as a producer-engineer when I was a sophomore in February 2017. And for my last episode, I'd like to be able to release all the video segments I had helped create over this last semester of mine. I created a little segment called House Calls, and we have three of them for you. So while at The Scene, you know, we'd been trying to branch into more video segments. We had had a few in-studio videos where bands would come, you know, into IPR and we record them playing there. But, you know, it seems like everyone does it. You got KEXP, you got Audio Tree, even WIUX is doing these in-studio things. And I thought we should do something different. And because The Scene already uses a portable 24-track Joco recording rig to capture these live shows we cover, I thought, why not take the Joco into a band's practice space and film them there, whether it be in their basement or garage or studio or anywhere they practice. And it's sort of like an in-studio video, but in a band's house. To me, that seems more interesting. You know, the setting is always going to be changing. It's not always going to be the backdrop of the same studio for an in-studio video. The space is always going to be personalized for that band being shown. And I feel like, you know, maybe some other bands will watch these videos, get a little solace from seeing how other people practice, because, you know, they might feel like, you know, our band can't sound as good because we don't have these great studios or tuned rooms to practice in, but they watch everyone else practices, you know, in cramped rooms in an untuned basement, and they might gain a little confidence from that. Seeing how great these bands sound and seeing the space they practice in, they don't need to worry that they don't have these great, you know, not everyone has an amazing place to practice in. We gotta do what we gotta do. So those are just a few reasons why I think House Calls are cool. In this episode, we have three more bands that we should be releasing the House Call videos for shortly after this episode. Currently on our Facebook and YouTube, we have a House Call for Caleb McCoach, and in the past, we have released a House Call for Moon Goons. So if you would like to check out those videos, you can go to Facebook and search The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. First up on our episode tonight is The Monarchs, recorded at The Monarchs' house in Muncie, Indiana. Hope you enjoy.
Hey, what's up, guys? We're The Monarchs. We're at our house right now, and we're about to do a set for y'all, so hope you enjoy.
Secret attraction is
Listening to the Monarchs on the Scene from Indiana Public Radio and Ball State University.
Oh, that was basement. Now we're gonna move. Now we're gonna move up a floor. We're gonna go to the halls.
Thank you. This is the Monarchs playing within their own practice space in Muncie, Indiana, on the scene from Indiana Public Radio and Ball State University. You are listening to The Monarchs on the Scene from Indiana Public Radio and Ball State University.
This song is called Elevator. It's about claustrophobia, but the good kind of claustrophobia.
Embrace,
crazy how it takes.
next song we got is called Metro Manila. It's about my time spent in Manila. So.
If you're enjoying what you're hearing and you want to hear more of the Monarchs, you could head to their Facebook page at The Monarchs Flight. This is The Scene from Ball State University and Indiana Public Radio.
Gonna play your part, and you never ever going to stop. Just keep on rolling.
I want to give a special thanks to IPR for letting us get this time to perform for everybody.
You've just heard the Monarchs playing at their own house in Muncie, Indiana, on the scene from Indiana Public Radio and Ball State University. Major support for the scene comes from the Vice President of Information Technology at Ball State, Ball State's music media production program, our underwriters, and listeners like you who support their local public radio station. Our show is produced entirely by Ball State students. Will Robbins, Aaron Betts, Wes Skaggs, and myself are the show's producers and engineers. I am also the booking communications coordinator. Brittany Fiala, Paige McKillop Robbins, Chase Carter, and Josh Barton are our immersive learning student interns. This episode is produced by me. To find out more about the bands and venues we feature on the scene, visit our website, indianapublicradio.org/the scene, where you can learn more about the program and listen to previous shows. Again, that's at indianapublicradio.org/the scene. Also, if you'd like to keep up with what we're up to next, follow our Facebook page, just search for The Scene from Indiana Public Radio, and find us on Twitter and Instagram at The Scene on IPR. We are also on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you find your podcasts. Give The Scene from Indiana Public Radio a search to add us to your favorite podcasting app. Thanks for being with us, and join us again next week to hear what's happening in The Scene.